Me and my older brother, Cameron, were doing a camping trip on the East Coast. Cameron chose the site and everything, like he usually did, and I just tagged along. He chose well, though. The campsite was really nice, and since we had to hike to get there, it wasn't crowded. There was nobody around, from what we could see. The campsite wasn't very defined, though. It was hard to tell if we were even in the right spot. There were several openings in the trees that looked like they could have been the place we were supposed to be at, but neither of us thought it mattered. We set up on one of the grassy openings, and while we initially thought this place wasn't very active, we started to notice we were wrong. There were leftover things scattered around. Nothing big, like entire tents or anything, but just small things, like a trekking pole or some old shoes. It wasn't normal for these things to be left behind, though, not at campsites like this that were far out. We both thought it was weird, but we went on with our day. We didn't really do much, just hung out and talked. When it got darker out, we lit up a fire and sat around it. A couple hours into the night, I happened to spot something behind Cameron. I pointed it out, not sure what it was. Both of us looked, and after a few moments, we were able to tell that it was a small campfire. It was really far out, and partially blocked by all the trees, but the tiny orange flame was flickering in the distance. Had it not been for the moonlight being covered by the clouds, and the absolute darkness of the woods, there was no way we would have been able to notice it. I guess we weren't alone, though. It was a little odd that they were out in that direction, because it seemed like it was just forest over there. No openings or anything to really set up a campsite. Maybe they wanted to be away from other people or something. We didn't think about it too much. We got some snacks and drinks out, and talked ourselves into exhaustion. We put out the fire and went to bed around midnight. I fell asleep pretty comfortably, not having any trouble at all. Though I woke up at some point in the night. It must have only been an hour or two after I'd gone to sleep. I knew exactly why I'd woken up, though. I drank a bit too much right before bed. Needing to relieve myself, I got up and unzipped the tent. I walked out maybe 50 feet from the campsite to make sure I didn't attract any animals, and did my business. But as I was out there, I noticed the flame way out in the forest was still lit up. Maybe it was because I was tired, or just out of it for some reason, but I stood there and stared at it for a minute. I don't even know why, but my eyes began adjusting to the dark as I stood there, and as I looked out into the woods, I suddenly noticed something else. It looked like a figure somewhere far out between me and the distant flame I was looking at. I felt a shock for a moment, but I told myself it couldn't actually be a person, and had to be a weird-looking bush or something. Like, there was no way someone was out in the dark, outside our camp, at this time of night. But I kept looking, trying to make out what I could, when I started to notice more of these figure-looking shadows in the woods. They were so far, and it was so dark, I couldn't tell if my mind was just playing tricks on me. If they were people, though, there were at least 10 or 15 of them, and they seemed to all be looking right at me. Another shock ran through me. What the hell is this? I almost thought I was hallucinating. I turned around and hurried back to the tent. I debated for a second whether to wake Cameron up. I knew if it was nothing, I would never hear the end of it, but my gut was telling me otherwise. I opened his tent and shook him awake. He was really confused at first, but I just told him I thought I saw something and wanted a second opinion. He hesitantly got up, and I started to lead him out to where I was, but we didn't get very far. The figures I had seen had moved. They were closer, standing all spread out among the trees. I really hoped at this point I was just seeing things, but I slowly looked back at Cameron and could see the pale, fear-covered expression on his face, his eyes wide open. He saw what I saw. I looked back out, and it was more apparent than ever that these were people. I could see their subtle movements as they stood there and watched us. We backed up towards our tents.
Should we leave?
I can still vividly remember Cameron's shaky voice as he spoke those words. He was always so confident and sure of what to do. It was terrifying seeing and hearing him like that. I nodded, and neither of us grabbed any of our stuff aside from the car keys and our wallets. We hurried away and down the trail. It seemed that they didn't follow us. We reported what happened to the police, feeling it was necessary. They didn't take it too seriously, though, very clearly thinking we were crazy. Like there was no way a whole group of people were out in the woods at night messing with us. We thought about the strange amount of left behind things we saw in the area, and had hoped others had already gone to the police about similar encounters. But nobody had. There were no official accounts of anything happening there. Maybe they just went unreported. Or maybe nobody ever made it back to report it. This was 2 years ago, in the middle of spring. I had taken time off work to go camping at a small lake in northern Minnesota. It was a place I'd been to a couple of times, with friends or family that decided to join me, but this time it was just me. The hike to get there took about 2 hours, but it wasn't too rigorous, mostly just flat trail all the way there. I set up my tent and other things a bit into the woods so as to not be right up against the lake. Then I unfolded my chair, popped open a beer, and listened to the calm sounds of the water and the birds chirping. It was already late into the day, so I didn't have much time before the sun started going down. I always enjoyed nighttime in the woods, though. It was always so quiet and almost felt freeing in a way. I don't know how else to describe it. However, this night was different. Once the sun went down, I built up a campfire and continued relaxing. Yet, this feeling came over me that usually didn't happen. I felt like I was being watched. I kept looking around at the trees and the darkness that surrounded me, having this uneasy, almost paranoid feeling. I was never like this, so I wasn't sure what was going on. Every time I looked around, though, I didn't see anything at all. The problem was that it was so dark, I'm not sure I would have been able to see anything, even if there was something, or someone out there, watching me. Of course, with no real reason to feel the way I did my best to suppress the thoughts and try to ease my mind away from it. Eventually, I was able to distract myself by thinking about some personal stuff I had going on in my life. It wasn't a fun distraction, but I guess it was better than being paranoid. Hours passed. I want to say it was about 10 or 11 by this point, when there was a very sudden and loud crack in front of me, like a large stick snapping under heavy weight from somewhere right ahead of me. It was pitch black out there. I couldn't see anything. The sound was so loud, though, it echoed across the woods. A shiver ran through me. It sounded like something heavy stepping on a branch. Was it a large animal, or was it a person? I wasn't sure which I was more afraid of. I pulled out my bear spray, then called out,
"Hello, someone out there?"
There was not even the slightest sound in response to my voice. I couldn't help but feel like if it were a large animal, I would have heard them walking around, brushing up against the bushes and crunching the leaves. I kind of just sat there for a minute, staring out into the dark and waiting to see or hear something, before I'd remembered I'd brought a flashlight with me. I dug through my backpack and grabbed it, but by then it had already been a minute or two, and when I shined it out there, It was empty. Nothing out there at all. Obviously, I was starting to feel paranoid again, but this time it felt justified. I quickly tended to the fire, adding in some more wood to make sure it didn't burn out, and stayed bright enough to light up my campsite. Every couple minutes, I turned my flashlight back on and just scanned the area. Then, one time I turned it on, I immediately saw something at the far end of the light. It was a person, definitely a man. They were freakishly tall, not like inhuman or anything, but maybe like 6'5". They instantly moved out of the light, going further back where the light couldn't reach. My adrenaline was pumping. Had my gut feeling been right this whole time? I thought back to the sound I heard earlier and how it sounded like something large, enough to make such a loud crack sound. The guy I saw was huge. At that height, he was probably 250 pounds at least. It had to have been him, which means he was out there watching me for who knows how long. I panicked, taking down my tent and shoving my belongings into my backpack. I knew which way he ran from the light, so I ran off in the opposite direction, which also happened to be back toward my car. After a while, I felt safe enough to turn on my flashlight on the dim setting and walk the rest of the way. While I walked, I tried to think up reasons for him being out there. Something definitely would have happened, I have no doubt about it. But the guy was huge. Why didn't he just attack me or rob me right away? Why wait and watch me? The only thing I could think of is if he might have been trying to see if I had a gun or weapon on me. Or he could have just been waiting for me to go to sleep. I got back to my car and drove home. I still go out camping, but it's never been the same since that night. Now I always have that paranoid feeling, like I'm being watched from somewhere that I can't see. Hopefully it's just a feeling. This happened a while ago, I want to say 2014. I live in a pretty woodsy town, like with lots of forest around it, and plenty of small campgrounds within an hour or so. I had a 4-day weekend off from work, and I hadn't gotten out in a while, so I decided to head to one of these campgrounds for a laid-back weekend camping trip. The campground I chose was a small one, where you park in a small dirt area and choose one of the three sites they had to set up your tent at. There were already fire pits set up, and even some grills and benches. They looked awful, but I guess some people still use them. All three spots were open though, and no other cars were there, so I just chose the one on the far left and put all my things over there. The walk from my truck to the campsite was only about 5 minutes, but the area was very densely covered in trees, so it still felt like I was fully in the woods. Plus, the actual camping ground was about 45 minutes from town as well. It was about an hour in that I realized I had no idea what to do. Like, should I just sit here and relax, or read a book? I didn't really know. I thought maybe there was a trail or something I could walk on, so I went back to where the entrance was to see if there was anything. There wasn't, but there was another car next to mine now. It was an old red Toyota, like really old, rusted all around and with dents and scratches all over. And one really strange thing I noticed about it was it didn't have a license plate on either the front or the back. I didn't really know what to think, but I figured they must have been camping at one of the other spots. With no trail though, I went back to my campsite and just sat on a log. After only 10 minutes, I heard footsteps coming up behind me. I looked back. There was a guy walking down the trail. He had no backpack or anything, and he was looking right at me, like he was coming down just to talk to me or ask me something. The man looked like he was in his 30s, but he almost looked older because of how he was put together, or rather, not put together. His brown jacket had holes all over it and was covered in stains, and his beard and hair were oily and shaggy.
"You wouldn't happen to be able to help me with something real quick, would ya?"
he asked. Having nothing to do, I said sure and stood up, but he quickly said thank you and that he was just asking for now. He still had some things to do first, but he was going to come back in a little bit and get me when he needed a hand. I said okay, and he thanked me again, then walked away. I wasn't too sure why he came by if he didn't need me right now, but I figured he probably just had to unpack his car first and would be back in 10 or 15 minutes. I sat and waited, but a half hour passed, and then another. By then, the sun was going down, and I thought he must have gotten it done himself, whatever it was. 2 hours later, I'd completely forgotten about it. I had the fire pit lit up and was making my dinner when I heard footsteps behind me again. I looked back, but this time it was eerily dark. I could hear his footsteps coming down the trail, but he was completely covered in darkness. I couldn't even see his silhouette. I listened to the crunching steps against the gravel slowly make their way into the light of my campfire. It was the same man, just as I thought. I didn't understand why he came back, though. It was so late now.
"Hey, you ready? Just need a little help still." With what?"
He noticed my hesitation.
"It'll only take a minute. You aren't busy by the looks of it,"
he said jokingly with a smile, but it felt odd, like he was being pushy. He also avoided my question. My social awkwardness kind of failed me here though, because I nervously agreed, knowing I really had nothing else to do, and it was obvious. He smiled again and started leading the way. As we got further from my campfire, it got way darker, and I realized how odd it was that he walked here without a flashlight. It also felt strange following him into the dark.
"Hey, so what was it you needed my help for?"
I asked. He slowed down for a split second, like he was going to say something, but then he continued walking and didn't answer. I felt my heart rate spiking. My body knew something was wrong. Suddenly, the silence of the forest around me felt disturbingly eerie, like a calm before the storm. I began slowing down, trying to put some distance between us without it being too obvious. I only managed to get a few feet away before he turned around and looked at me. He had a creepy fake smile that immediately shifted into a frown when he saw me further away. He stopped walking, and so did I. Before I could say anything, I saw his hand reach down into his jacket, and I immediately turned and sprinted deeper into the woods after just seeing the handle of what I could only assume was a knife. I could hear his footsteps pounding against the ground and his heavy breathing as he chased me through the dark for probably a good 2 minutes. He started slowing down, and eventually it was just the sound of me running through the woods. Luckily, I had my phone and keys on me, so I called 911. When they got to the camping grounds, only my truck was there. The red car was gone, and so was the man. I described everything for them, as both the car and the man had such a distinct look, but that information wasn't enough. I think it's pretty clear what was about to happen that night, but there doesn't seem to be any reason why, aside from the fact that I was camping alone. The way the man waited until night to try it, and how he came by during the day so that I'd be more likely to follow him later, is terrifyingly manipulative. I'm worried others may fall victim to it, or possibly already have.